possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, PT and Sal back on the Fan King topic of the day. We'll get back to the calls here. Obviously, Yanks and Mets, what's real, what's not, level of belief, and what we're starting to see from these teams perking up a little bit for me. Without jumping all the way into the pool, I would say, let's see, what body part am I into now? Not up to my neck here. That's nuts. I need a little bit more. I'd say I'm about up to my waist, you know, starting to just kind of tiptoe into the ocean. It's a cold ocean, so I'm like, all right, you know, I'm feeling it now. Past the legs, bathing suit gets a little wet around the waist, because now there's some evidence of things that I needed to see. Now, again, small sample, but I just could not divorce myself. And by the way, I didn't really try to. I didn't think there was a need to, but I just couldn't divorce myself from the mess, the mangled mess of a season that both of these teams were given for 2 months. 2 months. So you see Peterson go eight. You see Vientos start showing some signs. You see the Mets big four starting to hit together, which is great. Something they haven't done all year. You know, you see the bullpen additions, some of whom are a little slow to the party, but others fit right in for both teams. You know, Luis Gil's back for the Yankees. It looks like they averted disaster with Aaron Judge in terms of the elbow. Not even the 9 home runs last night. Again, that's just Wackyville. But I think that this week is massive. I don't need a sweep. I need to win 4 against the Red Sox. You know, and this is a loser mentality, so I'm not going to say I'm okay with 2. I'm not okay with 2 because the way the Red Sox punked them recently and too many other divisional foes have punked them all year, I got to see at least 3. You know, you mopped a race team last night. Go out and do it again. Get another one. And then you're in the Bronx crib. Win 3 games and keep this thing moving coming off the sweep in St. Louis. So at least some traction, some speed is being gained by both of these teams. And it's good. It's really good to see. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Sal is off. I will see Sal tomorrow on the first tee box, or maybe the range, but at the Francesa Invitational with me, Sal, and JJ, and Big Mike. Tell you how that goes. We're going to have some video evidence, I'm sure. Inside of our Town Fair Tire Studios, our friend at Town Fair reminds you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let me get Steve in Bayside next on the Fan with BT and Sal. Steve.
What's up, BT? Quickly on Stanton before I get to the Yanks. Stanton, you know, because of his unicorn insane bat speed that he has, could actually age pretty well as a hitter. Now, he has to stay on the field. I understand that he's hurt. But when he is actually on the field, he could actually lose a little bat speed and still be very productive. I don't think people mention that. They just think that he's always hurt all the time. And he does have some things that would lend himself to staying productive.
I'll tell you what, Steve, I don't know that I've ever really heard anybody say that. As soon as you said it, I'm like, yep, makes sense. It's a smart baseball observation. You know, the problem is, and I know you know this because you did a deep dive on his swing, so you obviously know the basic stuff. Like, if he's not out, if his legs are always screaming or elbows or whatever, is going to eventually mitigate that very, very good still bat speed. But I hear you. The bat speed's there. I'm with you.
Yeah, and on the Yanks, I'm not there yet, and I'm not going to be there, frankly. Let me see them take 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox before I even think about getting my hopes up with this team for October. This, you know, look at the Yankee record against teams that are above 500. Look at their record in their division. And then look at a team like the Astros. That's 10 games over playing the teams, that are over, that play 500 baseball. Look, beating up a bad team, it's nice. Going out and hitting 9 home runs against the Rays, great. But I need to see a lot more before I start getting excited about
this. I don't blame you, Steve. That's okay. All I'm saying, and I'm with you, all I'm saying is that my level of belief has at least gone up a tick. I mean, this is the same guy. I really hated saying it over and over, but I mean, if I had a penny for every time I said I don't think the Yanks or the Mets can win the World Series this year, I mean, I don't know how many pennies. I wouldn't be rich, but I'd have more than one penny. That's for sure. I'd have a lot of pennies.
Weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's reference. Yeah.
Did you see the penny thing? Like, what was the so recently on? Oh God, what was it? Oh man, I should have had this prepared, but it just came up organically with the penny. I saw something on, I think it was Instagram, the other day, where if you were offered $1 million a year or for life, here we go, I'm not even sure, or a penny a day for the rest of your life, which one would you take? And your first instinct is, I'm not going to mess around with any pennies. But when they actually do the math and how the penny doubles and then continues to reproduce, if you will, it blows $1 million out of the water.
So it's not a penny. It would be a penny multiplied by itself.
Yes, correct.
Right. It couldn't, because if it was a penny a day, it'd be 5 pennies.
Obviously. I mean, depending upon how you live, it's literally you accrue a penny a day. No, it's multiplying a penny per day. It's wild stuff. I was awful in math, man. I would get these math, I mean, even fairly basic stuff, my head would spin. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would just look over, I'd just start peeking at whomever was next to me. I hated math, but everything verbally made sense. It's so weird how the brain works. Like, the math stuff, I was lost. To the point where, God, I remember this like it was yesterday, and my sister was phenomenal at everything academically. I was awful in math. As I said, my parents would get me a math tutor, right? And I'm talking like 6th grade, 7th grade, and probably because I had an element of what I do for a living now, you know, the ability to either talk or convince or sell a point, whatever, I would be at the dining room table, and I forget his name. I don't think it was Mr. Moore. I actually think that was my 8th grade teacher. It was somebody else, older gentleman, and not just like old because, you know, I was young and he felt old. He was old, and we'd be at the table doing whatever, I don't know. Geometry, trigonometry, all these that lost. And I would just convince him, and I would yes him to death so convincingly. And the only place my mind was...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It was the basement to go down and watch the Knicks with my dad. I remember like it was yesterday. And like, oh, yeah, no, I got it. Like, really, body language, just how I expressed. Yo, yeah, oh, yeah, I see that. Yo, I got you. Yep, okay. And then I'd get 76, and my parents would be like, what's wrong with you? You know, why are you making us waste money? Why do you seem like you know what's going on? And then you get a 76. And, you know, if I couldn't save this at the age of 12, if I could, I would have been like, because I don't care about math. That's why. Because I'm not really listening. That's why. I'm not paying attention to what this 91-year-old tutor is trying to teach me. Because I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be playing first base when Don Mattingly retires. 888, hey, one for two. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal. Chris Manhattan up next on the Fan. What up, Chris?
Hey, BT. You know, BT, you've spoken about this baseball season being so odd. And I agree with you. Like, first of all, the Mets and Yankees both going on tailspins at exactly the same time. But you know what? Something that gives me a little bit of faith when the Mets were going through that awful streak, if you look at all these top teams, every one of them has gone through a terrible stretch. I mean, look at the Astros now. Didn't they go 26 innings without scoring a run?
Yeah. I mean, I think the problem, Chris, though, was this, okay?
Yeah.
It's not, at least pertaining to the Yankees. Well, I'm going to actually incorporate both. I think from the Mets perspective, you know, you're still, you know, trying to outrun the history of the organization. So until, you know, it's, all right, 5 years in a row, playoffs or whatever, 4 and 5 years or a championship, there's that element, which I get, the psychology, like being a Jet fan. I think from a Yankee perspective, even though, like, just intellectually, it's impossible not to know that the sports change and other really good teams have worn it. You know, the Brewers were bad to start the year. They've been red hot since. I think with the Yankees, it's that we've complained about the same thing for so long. And when we don't see anything that's enough counter to what has bothered us, we fall into the same trap of, well, they're probably not good enough to win this year either.
I hear you, BT. But you know, it's funny, too. I don't know. I mean, you were going back looking at those fever stats. But, you know, I mean, do you remember when we were growing up when players would go into slumps? Like, I never remember guys going into months slumps. It was like a week, 10 days.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it just seems like it's wild that everything is so much more extended and it goes much deeper. I don't know what that means or why baseball has gotten to this point. But
I do. I can actually give you the answer, Chris. It's simple. Thanks for the call. So I don't want to say it's all about launch angle. All right. And if you want to follow some of the stuff, A-Rod's been putting out some really good videos on Instagram for kids. But this isn't even about kids. This is about grown major leaguers struggling. So the pitcher is elevated, obviously up on a mound, meaning the ball is traveling down. It's not coming straight. It's coming down from a downward plane. He's throwing down. There's a slope. His foot goes down. Inevitably, now the ball could rise a little bit, but it's coming down to the hitter when it's first released, right? So when it's coming there and there's a launch angle and the barrel, the fat part of the bat, is not in the zone as long as it used to be, if you're watching us on YouTube, you can actually see me doing this. You've got to be I'm holding a bottle of water now. You have to be absolutely perfect because the amount of time where as the bat is elevating and the ball is traveling down, it must be perfect. Now, when you hit it, it's going to look beautiful. But when you're in a funk, it's going to take longer to get out of it just because the margin to square a baseball up has been lessened for some idiotic reason by these dopey hitting coaches and stupid franchises. Matt's in New City on the Fan with BT and Sal. What up, Matt?
What's up, BT? So not really sports related, but just real quick, as you were talking about your path to radio. So I interned for you at the other station when I was 18, and I was like, you know, I thought I wanted to be on radio. And the truth is, when I went through that grind of from Rockland County, going to the city every day and just seeing the work that you guys have to put in to make it, I wasn't cut out for it. I couldn't see myself putting in that work.
Wow. What? So what are you doing now, Matt?
Well, now I'm a plumber.
There you go. You got a little pension, consistent work, your own hours. Nice.
Well, I'd rather do what you do, but you guys definitely put in the work. Like, it's, you know, I thought I was going to show up there. I said, they'll take a liking to me. They'll see I got it. They'll put me on the air for something. Meanwhile, I was bringing in cups of coffee, and, nobody would even look at you.
Who was that? Well, guys, no. Come on. How did I treat you? Honestly.
You were a jerk. Nah, you were actually the nicest. You were the nicest of all the people there. I don't remember what it was. I one time was like, you know, I caught you, like, you were in between a show. I'm like, you know what? Now I'm going to say something to him. Like, let him know I know sports. And I probably said some dopey thing, how the Knicks were going to get LeBron or something stupid. And, that was the extent of it. But it was cool. My moment I thought I made it was when I peed next to Imus there.
Peed next to Imus. Oh, my God, man. Where the hell was that?
That was at 1050 in that building where ABC was. Imus was there. I went there.
Yeah, same. So, but I'm saying the bathrooms, oh, that's right. There was the common. Okay, because I was thinking of Sean Hannity's bathroom that we all used to use. And it was like the one little urinal. I'm like, did you go to the same time? I mean, like, did you basically take a leak together? That's what I'm thinking. But the other bathroom where the result, I got you. All right. I'm sure Imus ignored you there too.
Yeah, I think I said good morning or something stupid, and I think he groveled something. Yeah.
Well, not stupid to us. You know, rest in peace, Imus. I'm not trying to disparage him, but I mean, saying good morning is not stupid to anybody. Matt, appreciate the call. So that was his experience next to Imus.
Breen's story with Imus?
No.
So the first time, and this happened here, I've heard Breen tell the story. So obviously Breen was filling in doing sports with Imus and then eventually did it.
Quick aside, where did Mike Breen start his broadcasting career?
Right here?
No. No.
Fordham?
No. Well, yes, on campus doing FUV. Marist basketball.
I did not know
with
that.
With Rick Smits. Go ahead, finish your story.
So he's told the story that the first time he asked, he said, can I fill in? I see the shift is open to do sports on Imus. I want to fill in and do that shift. And so whoever the boss was at the time walked him back to Imus's office. Yeah. And Imus is in the back and he was drinking. And he has his head down. And the boss says, hey, this is Michael Breen. He wants to do sports on Wednesday. Is that okay? Someone's out. He said, yeah, whatever, just kind of grunted at him. Sure, didn't even lift his head up. And then Mike walks in on Wednesday, and Imus, like, stops the show, staring at him. Who are you on the air?
No.
Like, the first time. He's like,
and he wasn't kidding. He just didn't know.
He's like, well, we talked about this. I was going to do sports. And but
this is on the air?
This was on the air. And Mike's told the story, but Mike said that it changed his career because he was always so serious. He was, I'm the serious sportscaster.
I could see that early with Mike.
And Imus was busting my balls and messing with me to the point that it made me more fun. And now you hear the fun that Breen has with Clyde and the things like that. He said,
no doubt.
The personality that he gained from doing that show. He said, for 6 months, I hated it. For 6 months, he crushed me and I was devastated. I was trying to prove him wrong. He said, after that, I started to have fun with him. Obviously, Bill in White Plains, right, is the prank caller he used to call in. So it's crazy.
Breen's the best. That's a good story. I like it. There you go. 888-808-119. BT and Sal and all the fan. Back to these calls. Now, did that guy about the Jets die? He dropped off?
He did. I know. I'm frustrated.
Get him back in. Some guy wanted to blast Aaron Glenn, and I was going to just devour this guy. Get him back in. You know who you are. At 888-808-1019. Before we do that, time for the meat of the order here. Yankees were cooking. That grill was hot. Flames were just popping up everywhere. Yankees crushed it last night, obviously. So, meat of the order, Aaron Judge, 2-for-5, 3 runs, a ribby, home run. Bellinger, 4-for-5, 3 runs, 3 ribbies, 2 bombs, 2-for-Stanton, 4 ribbies. Stanton, 306. Wow. So the Yankees just absolutely crushed it with 16 hits, 13 runs, 9 home runs. Of course, they still had to strike out 10 times. Like, they just can't be perfect, and they had to drop a pop-up. But it was a good win, and nice to do that in their stadium, which obviously is draped with that disgusting Rays logo. Yankees knocked them around. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905. All right, let's get back to you. Ralph's up in Yonkers on the Fan. What's happening, Ralphie? Ralph, you there? All right, Ralph is not ready. How about Mark in Oceanside? Mark.
BT, how are you today?
Oh, good. How you doing?
Good. This whole realignment discussion you're having, I hate the idea. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Met fan. You're a Yankee fan. They'll put Boston and Philly in that division, making it super hard. Major League Baseball loves who? The Dodgers. They'll be with the Los Angeles Angels, the Oakland A's, Colorado Rockies, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mm. They want it'll be a direct path to the World Series.
Yeah. Well, I do think there's some real competitive issues here, and Sal and I talked about a few. Now, I am much more, not only open, I would love the extra intensity where the Yanks and the Mets are in the same division, chasing the same thing. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect, and this is where I think it's more uniform, I think it's just competitively unfair to the Yankees. You know, you're going to have, if it was the Yanks, Mets, Phillies, and Boston, I mean, the Mets payroll is going to just keep going up. The Yankees is always incredibly competitive. Now, the Red Sox, they go back and forth, but the Phillies spent a ton of money as well. So it's going to be harder to get 95 wins and lock down a spot. I'm not saying it's perfect, but the main concept, Yanks, Mets, same division, I actually like that. But a lot don't.
Okay, and as far as this year goes, I think the Yankees will have an absolute cakewalk to the World Series. I don't see anybody in.
How do you say that? I mean, the way they looked for so long, maybe it winds up being that way, but that's very confident.
Okay, I saw it last year. It's the quality of the playoff teams. It's not that the Yankees are so great.
Uh-huh.
It's that I don't see a team. You tell me a team, and I'll show you 1,000 flaws. Houston, come on. They lost Bregman. They lost Kyle Tucker and their DH. I forget his name.
Well, hold on. Alvarez, Yordan Alvarez has missed 80% of the season, and that's changing. And Bregman's back, and Altuve still owns us. I mean, you're sleeping on some stuff here, Mark.
And Detroit Tigers, come on now. Look at the division. They don't play. There's not one good team in there.
I know. I don't want to face Scooble twice. I mean, I'm having a volley with you here, which is fun. But those things are real things. I'm not just making them up. And that's, listen, I have said a lot of times, and I know it's probably played out and overly repetitive at this point, so I'll keep it quick. Don't tell me like what the other teams don't do well. Tell me what the Yanks or the Mets do well. You know? And, you know, Mark's premise, and Mark's a great caller. I just don't really agree quite to the extent that maybe as I did a year ago, where I did feel that, where the American League was so weak, like the Yankees, plus they had Soto, was a little bit different. Cole was healthy. I don't gain comfort when other people point out other teams' deficiencies. I gain comfort when I look at my team and I say, oh, they do this well, they do that well, they do this well, they do that well, and it's going to continue because that's who they are. And for me at this point, that's still a bit of a leap of faith. I can't quite say that. Manny's in Brooklyn. Manny, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up? I have a few questions or part of the same point. Those two of them are. First of all, even though war is not the end-all be-all, do you think it's accurate at all? What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think war is certainly it's a good navigational tool to get you in the neighborhood of who the best players are. Yeah.
Okay, fine, great.
Just let me follow up. I don't dispel war. I just don't accept it as the all, you know, because I've seen examples where I'm like, it's not what my eyes tell me, and I trust my eyes when it comes to baseball. But no, I think war is good. It's good.
Okay, all good. And second question, what do you think the difference between the best manager and the average manager is? Games won, why?
Not much. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard this yesterday, which is why you're asking, but I told the story, I brought this up to Sal yesterday. So, since it's National Radio Day, this was a cool early-ish story that I think you guys will enjoy that pertains to the question I was just asked here. So, because Rami asked me, like, hey, you know, when did you feel like you made it? First of all, I never feel like I made it. Like, I'm always going to have that Rocky mentality because I had to fight for everything to get on the radio. So that's just number one. But I remember a moment. I was working in Detroit, and I went down. I was doing the middays. This is early 2000s, and I went down to do my show at a sister station to watch the Tigers spring training. And I'm there for about a week or so, and it was a lot of fun. And I remember, you know, I still kind of learned my way. How do you walk into a clubhouse? How do you ask questions? You know, it's a bit, a little nervous, even though I was confident. I was nervous, whatever. And I remember after one of the days, I saw Jack Morris sitting on a bench. And I'm like, I got to go talk to him. I have to go talk to Jack Morris and not sound like a complete goof as I talk to him. And he was he the pitching coach? He may have been the pitching, or just like in camp, like Guidry comes and helps out, and old Met greats do this as well. I actually forget if he was on the staff. I think he was on Phil Garner's staff. Can you check there, though? Because Garner was the manager. Anyway, sitting in the bullpen, empty, metal seat, nobody near him. I'm like, if you don't do it now, dude, you're a wuss. I mean, just take off the training wheels, go talk to the guy. And I did. And we talked about a lot of different things. And one thing that came up was about managers. And he told me that he thinks that, in his opinion, I can't quantify this, but his experience, which was pretty vast, that the most managers really contribute to zero wins over the course of 162. Now, you'll have your bad managers who probably contribute or attribute to either one roughly five losses. And in his estimation, like, you know, Sparky and Leland and La Russa, a few others, that they generally give you about five or so on the plus side. So the best about five, most more in the neutral, or at least an element of neutrality, and then the five worst, or the six worst, they're going to lose you just sloppiness, wrong bullpen move, pinch hit. You know, you do something, the other manager anticipates you're going to do it, he counters it, you lose. Like, that happens a lot. Less with the analytics, because it's more numbers-oriented, but that was his answer back then. So there you go. You actually asked about it. I had a story for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dove, you want a caddy for us tomorrow?
I got to be here, though, with Keith.
Yeah. Oh, who's in? Who's doing the show? Keith tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Get some Yankee love, hopefully, out of Keith. Yankees keep it going here. You sure you don't want to come out, carry the bags? I think we have a caddy. Caddy's like, you know, Mike's like, well, I got it, you know, because I want to make sure we don't come. You can't come empty-handed, but you don't assume.
I thought you told Sal you don't like caddies.
I don't like caddies. They make me nervous. I don't like them. It's not that I don't like them personally. I just, you know what it is, though? It's not even like. That's the wrong way to look at it. I feel badly for them. Like, I generally torture caddies. And not because I don't like to have a conversation or because I'm a nut on the course. I mean, I haven't been like out of pocket behaviorally on a golf course in a long time. Now, I first started, I mean, I was flinging wedges into lakes. I was a lunatic. But I learned, number one, you're not good enough to be that mad. And number two, I don't get to play as much with kids and back issue, whatever. So when I'm out there, enjoy it. And there's a line. I don't know if we'll do this tomorrow, but there's a line from Willie Nelson. You know the line, Dove?
No.
Robbie, do you know the line? Willie Nelson once said, it was in his book, he said, listen, when you're playing golf, this is what you have to do to enjoy it. Number one, make sure that you're always looking up. And I'm like, well, that's pretty basic. Obviously, you know, because if you think about it, when you're playing bad golf, and I don't mean like you just missed a 3-foot putt. I mean for par. When you're in the middle of the throes of an hour, which is what I generally go through, of bad golf where it's like worm burner, rocket out of bounds, you know, hook one viciously left, like the whole array of bad shots. And you just feel like you're the exact opposite of a golfer. Even my tendency is to just kind of put my head down and like shuffle my feet, keep to myself. I don't want to ruin anybody else. Still compliment. Hey, good shot. Way to strike it. Good look. Good roll. You know, good up. You know, give the compliments, which I really, yeah, I'd like somebody to give me one when I'm playing well. But I definitely am a good partner when somebody else is playing well. But what I do is I almost detach myself because I'm embarrassed and I'm mad. And like from a competitive perspective, but I don't want to look like a mad idiot. So I internalize it as I've gotten older. And I'll just kind of look down, look at the grass, like maybe mumble to myself, not even curses, but just like, oh, come on, dude, take a practice swing, figure it out, like that stuff. And what Willie Nelson was saying was that when you do that and you're playing poorly, you're not taking advantage of what's around you. And think about what's around you on a golf course. His point was, look up, beautiful skies, you know, unless it's pouring, you know, trees, flowers, different topography, terrain. So that was one thing that he wrote about. And then the other thing that Willie wrote about was, you know, listen, when, you know, you hit one out of bounds, you go to look for your ball, always make sure you're smoking something in the weeds as you're looking for your ball. He did say that. So Willie, I mean, what, you surprised that Willie Nelson said that? Willie Nelson. Guy's high more than Snoop. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. Herman in how do you say that? Monsey? Where is it?
In New Jersey.
Near where? I don't know that place.
I don't know.
What?
No, whatever, I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure? Do you live there or no?
No? Yeah, but I don't know exactly like what other places it's near.
Well, how about one place that it's near?
Suffern.
There you go. Hey, Herman. Come on,
buddy. I'm not good with geography.
I got you. I got you. Go ahead, buddy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I'm a little confused because great player, all-stars in general, if you have a 5 WAR, you're considered an all-star, right? And someone with a 5 WAR can be making like $30 million a year. But you, Jack Morris, whatever, is saying that a great manager will have 5 more wins per season than an average manager. That's true. Then how come the top manager is only making like $8 million a year?
Don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that. I mean, the role of the managers changed quite a bit. I don't know. I do think it's changed and it's probably decreased in terms of importance. Number one, the reliance on the numbers, that's obvious, but just the ability to shape a team in your the characteristics that you want. it's tough to do that. Not that you can't do it a little bit, but it's very hard to do that as effectively as some of the old timers did it when you just, I guess you can do anything you want, but the younger players just don't respond to, you know, that push, that aggressiveness. So somebody like Billy's teams were always feisty because Billy was feisty. You know, Joe Torre, he didn't always look at sipping on his Bigelow tea. Joe Torre is gangster, Joe. You know, don't get Joe mad. So that's why those Yankees had those characteristics. I don't know what Davey's personality was. I know he was laid back and let the guys do what they had to do. Talking about Davey Johnson in the mid-80s. Generally trusted the players. Hey, just be on time, show up, play well. Yeah, I don't care what you're doing the night before or what time you get into the hotel. But Davey was a former player, so I'm sure Davey was wired in an incredibly competitive way. And I'm sure he had some blowouts with some of these guys, you would think. I'm still stunned over that guy who didn't know where he was.
And it's Muncy is in New York State, not...
Well, correct, right. It's in Rockland County.
So it's... Because it said Muncy. That's why it said...
M-O-N-S-E-Y.
I think it's M-U-N-C-E-Y.
No, well, the one he was from is... Rockland County is M-O-N.
Oh, it is M-O-N.
Yeah.
All right, I mean... I'm not trying to pick on a guy, but, you know, if you ask me, like, I don't know, I'll just say at age 25, you know, hey, where'd you grow up? I grew up here. Okay. Say if they never heard of Marine Park or never heard of Flatbush. Well, what's it? It's Kings Plaza, Flatbush Avenue. I don't know, 10, 12, 15 minutes from Rockaway. I don't know, 25 minutes depending upon traffic on the Bell Parkway, Bay Ridge. Like, how do you not know where you are?
I can't defend him, but I will say this. It's very different now with Waze and Google Maps. We don't need to know directions.
No, I get that. I'm talking about at least identifying. I'm not saying that he can walk there.
Doesn't pay taxes, clearly.
Oh, come on, man. That's astounding to me. Oh, my God. Well, and think, by the way, the call went. What was the date? I don't know. I forget it. Hey, Joe. Joe's in Muncy. Joe, BT and Sound on the film. What's going on, Joe? Joe, where is Muncy, by the way? I don't know. All right, what's it near, Joe? I don't know. I'm not good at geography. Yeah, that was bizarre.
He just wanted to get to his point.
Yeah, listen, very focused, which we do appreciate. Let me get Bobby and Yonkers, BT and Sal. Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, BT, thank you. Just wanted a little complaint about AG because I heard you mention something before. I wish he would have kept A-Rod because I like the guy Brady Cook. I think he's going to be decent. And Justin Fields, come on. He's a glorified Tim Tebow. I like the guy, but I've been watching the Jets since 67.
Yep.
I don't see it, right? And then I'll say something about the managers real quick. Look, Billy Martin and Sparky Anderson are a proof that Jack Morris is wrong. Everywhere they went, they turned the team around and made them a winning team.
Right. No, so I think, hold on a second, Bobby, yeah, I think it actually cements what Jack Morris told me.
Well, you said that Morris said they were only worth five games. Billy Martin went to the Twins, immediately made them a good manager.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, right? So there's instances where, you know, coaches show up and it's more than, you know, a nominal win spot, like Tom Thibodeau when he first got here. So yeah, no, there's varying degrees of. I mean, it wasn't a tried and true mathematical equation. It was Jack Morris's opinion based on being around the game. But I got you. No, I mean, you think it was Aaron Glenn's decision? No, I don't think it was Aaron Glenn's decision. Now, I'm not saying that he wasn't conferred at all. I'm sure he weighed in a little bit, and I'm sure that I think it was the right move. Even though if I didn't love it at the time, because I thought it was maybe a shortcut to be competitive. At the end of the day, there's no shortcuts. Stop. So he did the right thing, and he didn't want his power usurped or whatever. I'm sure it was an element of Woody, certainly Muji. Now, the Muji's new, so I would imagine he did lean on Glenn a bit. But as a first-year coach, the first year of the organization, I think you made it seem like maybe Aaron Glenn had complete say, and I think it was much more collaborative than you put forth. So that's what I'd say on that. And I think Justin Fields also a little bit better than you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.